Kix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
We're going to rename this Monday Fun Day.
Okay.
Because I feel like
Monday. Fake it till you make it, you know?
Monday gets such a bad rap that whoever woke up Monday being like, hell yeah, nobody until us. And now we're going to.
Monday Fun Day.
Monday Fun Day. We're going to make a bit called Monday Fun Day. That's it.
Well, that's nice.
By next week, I'm going to have a bit created. I don't know what it is yet.
For Monday Fun Day?
Yep, Monday Fun Day. We're going to have something really fun planned for next Monday. Not this Monday, though. Not today.
It's bright AF outside.
Are you? Is today the day? Are you sure? I don't know you want to make today.
I mean,
it is, but I think you forget how bright it gets. Are you sure today is the day?
This is the brightest I've seen it.
I'm just surprised you've seen it. But are you sure that you want to make today the day?
You're making me doubt myself. I don't like that.
This isn't it today.
Don't tell me what I want.
I'm just telling you it's not the day.
I'm not listening to
you. It's Jess Hog Day, not Kramer Day.
Also, guys, we're not making Jess Hog happen. Stop trying to make it happen.
Jess Hog's the day. I mean, it's up to you, but I'm telling you, this is not as bright as it gets. But it's up to you. If you want to make Jess Hog Day the day, it's...
I think I'm making it today. Look, are you? Can you see outside? Are your eyes open or no?
No, they're wide open.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I wouldn't make it today.
I'm going to lean on the 6 o'clock clip. I think it is. You're making me doubt myself.
I would doubt yourself.
There was a horizon on the way in.
There was.
It's
getting there, but it's not there yet.
No, dude, this literally is so bright.
Okay. Then all right. It's Jess Hog Day, y'all. It's Jess Hog Day. It's Jess Hog Day. I mean, she's the one that decides it.
It is so bright outside. Like, truly, look at the sky.
I
feel like you're not
day,
looking at the sky.
No, I see it. I definitely see it.
Also, your blinds aren't all the way open. You kind of have them up a little, whereas mine are fully open. And I feel like you can't see how bright it is outside right now.
Wait, look out that window instead.
No, open your blinds. No, dude, your blinds are literally closed. So, like, actually stop. Today is the day.
All right. Welcome to Jess Hog Day, everybody. We wait for this day every year. And if you're like, what the hell is Jess Hog Day? It's the day where Jess just gets excited with how bright it is outside. It happens once a year. And I wasn't sure. I didn't think today was going to be. I was kind of excited. I was like, oh, wow, it's getting brighter.
But I mean, it's literally getting brighter by the second. Today is the day.
Well, welcome everyone to Jess Hog Day. Didn't think it was going to be on this Monday, but here it is. Hey, welcome everyone. Yay. What an exciting little treat we all got today.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
This is so cute. I didn't even know this existed. Over 150 fourth and fifth grade students from Baltimore City Public Schools battled it out at Morgan State University for the annual Battle of the Books. So basically, all of the kids had to spend the entire school year reading the same 10 books, and then they go head-to-head answering different questions to show off everything that they learned. They're competing in teams. They're backed up by teachers. They have college mentors. Also, on top of that, most of these kids volunteer to take on the extra reading on top of all of their regular school year work, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Congratulations to Hamden Elementary School, who took home the big win this year.
That's super cool.
Number two.
Netflix just made binge watching a little easier for the majority of viewers who use subtitles by adding a new dialogue-only subtitles options. I don't know about y'all, but that's the only way I watch anything.
I can't watch it without it now.
We're
that age. Like, if you're at that age where, like, you can't watch without, this is probably a great story for you. Yeah.
Okay, so this is what they're doing now. So instead of, you know how the screen will kind of be super cluttered with sound effects or random laughs or, like, random music?
Right.
What they're doing is removing all of that, and it's only going to be the actual dialogue.
Can we remember what closed caption is actually there for? It's for people that are hearing impaired. I mean, that's what it's literally made for.
This is an option.
And for some reason, all of us that are not hearing impaired have now, like, invaded it and said, well, no, we need this. Our ADD brain has to have this now.
But I don't think it's invaded. I feel like, honestly, the first time I watched a movie or a television show with subtitles, I was like, why have I not been doing this the entire time? There's so much I've missed. Like, movies I've been watching for years, I thought they said one thing. It's like songs. You think they're saying one thing, but they're actually
so
not.
So much without it. The mixing is terrible these days.
Yes.
It's like,
I know,
boom,
it is.
Boom, boom, boom. Very soft dialogue.
Yes, exactly.
But God forbid, you ask me to read a book, I'm like, no, thank you. But ask me to watch a movie without closed captions, and I'm like, I'm not into it.
So this is new. They're adding this very, very soon.
Number one.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 was just announced, and some of the inductees include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. Salt-N Pepa will be included in the musical influence category. So as for the snubs, fans are very upset because Phish won the fan vote last week but did not get in. This is actually the second time that the winner of the fan vote did not make it. Previously, it was the Dave Matthews Band in 2020, but they finally got in only last year. So the induction ceremony, that's going to stream live on Disney Plus on November 8th.
I mean, Phish has been around a long time, man, but I think Phish falls into the same category as Dave Matthews Band, which, like, let's be honest, Dave Matthews Band, love him or hate him, like, I love Dave Matthews Band, Jess hates him. But I also get why people may not love Dave Matthews Band. Are they like the greatest band of all time? Maybe not. Phish, I think, falls in the same category. Are they the greatest band of all time? Maybe not. Do I love them? No. But does their fandom love them? Absolutely. So it's like, what do you do with that?
Don't take a fan vote if you're not going to listen to the fans.
That's true.
Just because you want the web hits, like, get out of here.
Hang on. Let me do the exact same thing with you. Let's go to the movie category and let's ask about the same thing with Wicked then. Could you not say the same thing? People loved Wicked in the theater. Was it the best movie of the year?
Yes. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
We have to try to collectively figure out why this woman pooped on this airplane. Because I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer.
Ew, like in front of everyone?
This story's so weird today, y'all. I don't have an answer. So we're going to have to collectively figure out why, allegedly, this woman pooped on this airplane, okay? Welcome to PA, so cray cray. If you've never been here for one of these before, Jess, you want to explain why we point out that Pennsylvania is so much weirder than Maryland?
Yeah, so we have a segment dedicated to our neighbors in Pennsylvania, said with love. It's just because a lot of random, bizarre, maybe like unexpected things tend to happen in PA, and so we just kind of gather around and chat about it.
I told Jess, I walked in this morning a little paranoid because I was like, nothing happened. It was really that weird last week, and I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about today.
Which is like, okay, nice. Like, that's right. Nice.
We had like kind of a nice story to talk about, and I was like, it's fine. And then over the weekend, this story popped up. Stories are just weirder there, and like this segment's just made for that reason alone, because once we got here, I just started noticing, like, the stories out of Pennsylvania are so much weirder than any other mid-Atlantic state. They're just not that weird here in Maryland. We definitely have stuff happening here, but like, it's just weirder in Pennsylvania. Y'all, last week there was a woman from Philly going to Chicago on a Southwest flight who, I mean, the flight was going flawlessly. They're not a problem at all.
And
right?
That's also not a very long flight.
Not
too.
A long flight at all.
Yeah.
As they were landing, allegedly, this woman took off all of her clothes and defecated in her seat.
Ew, no. No, no, no.
She took off all of her clothes. All of her clothes.
Yeah.
Not just her bottoms. She took off all of her clothes and she defecated in her seat.
And that, like, clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Space.
Can you just, no, I want you to be the person sitting next to her. Okay.
That's so wrong.
Think how close you already are sitting to somebody on a flight.
I also wonder what seat she had. Was it middle?
Was it middle aisle?
Was it aisle or was it the window?
I'm gonna
if it's
be
the
honest
window,
with you,
that's even more terrifying.
I don't have a lot of details to this story. They are being very vague on a lot
I'm
of details.
I'm hoping it was the aisle.
All I know is that the cops were there to meet her when they landed, so they obviously took her off the plane. Southwest has apologized, and they were very professional about the situation. The plane was taken for cleaning. It was unclear the consequences at this point, what happened when you poop on an airplane while it's landing. I don't know that. That's it. That's all the details I have about the story, unfortunately. I wish I had more. Even there's not even like a TikTok video of somebody like.
Well, thank God.
Telling the story.
Honestly, thank God.
But like, tell the story of like what happened here.
No, but everyone was probably like.
Mortified.
Like they all froze. They're like, is this actually happening?
What happened here? This has to be.
Well, you know how some people actually do need to take off all their clothes when they do.
No.
Poop?
No.
It's a thing. Yeah, some people like have to remove all of their clothes.
You've never felt like you had to do that? You've never had a poop so serious you had to strip?
Have you?
Yeah.
So I'm only speaking from my friend's perspective, I personally. What? So maybe explain yourself, like share that perspective.
What does that mean, Charlotte?
Like, have you, you know, when like you can just feel like it's about to be an extremely serious poop?
Yeah.
So you're like,
it's almost like you need to be free.
It's like, yeah, I can't even have clothes touching me. Like, I need to...
She's waving her hands in the air.
I don't, like, I can't verbalize it, but yeah. If you've been there, you've been there.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is insane. I don't
but like not on the plane though.
But
like,
not on the plane.
And it's
not
landing. And it's landing. Like, if you're going coast to coast and like I don't know. No,
that flight was no more than 3 hours.
No more. I don't even think it's that long.
I wonder if it was obviously this doesn't excuse the behavior, but I wonder if there's a situation where like the bathrooms were taken up, she couldn't get to the restroom and something was about to go down and she's like, I'm literally about to poop myself.
I need so many more details, y'all. This is one of the weirder ones we've had all year. You see what we mean when we say PA so cray cray? It's just a weird, weird, weird situation.
Yeah. Someone broke into my husband's car and tried to steal it this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the words to describe how I'm feeling right now, how we're feeling right now. It's something that we are emotionally drained from dealing with this weekend.
Yeah. When was it?
It happened sometime late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So we had parked the car in our parking garage at our apartment complex around like 6:30 or 7, didn't leave for the rest of the night. Garage boy woke up to go to the grocery store and pick up some things for breakfast Saturday morning and walked out probably around 8 a.m. and saw what happened to his car.
What had happened, by the way? Like, what did they actually do?
They ripped off the door handle on the driver's side. When they weren't able to break into the car that way, they shattered the rear window to get into the vehicle. And they tried to steal the car, but thankfully he went to the recall for Hyundai and got put into whatever needed to be implemented into the ignition to not allow them to steal the car. But they messed up the ignition by jamming something in there. So he can't even like start his car or put the key in there at all whatsoever. Yeah.
So scary, man.
And it was kind of like a big hit in the area because they actually broke into all three parking garages for the three apartment complexes that are in my area.
Yeah.
Three people got their car stolen completely, and that would have been Garage Boy as well if he didn't participate in the recall that happened, I think, last year for his car.
Yeah.
You feel like violated.
It's a gross feeling.
That someone's trying to take something that's yours, especially when it happens at your home that's like supposed to be your safe place.
Right.
And then it's just an uncomfortable feeling of, you know, our gate for our apartment complex is broken and it's still broken. So like that's just kind of been on our minds right now. That's what our day is going to look like.
Well, it makes it worse, right? When you're like, hey, the gate's broken and somebody now tried to break into my car.
Yeah.
It makes it even more frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you feeling this morning? Obviously, you're a couple of days removed from it. I mean, I'm sure at first it was like that shock of like, oh my God, somebody tried to like steal my car.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're a couple days removed. And how is he feeling this morning about it? Other than like the frustration, I'm sure, of having just to deal. I mean, when you're an adult and you've got so many things piled on your plate of just life, and now you've got to deal with all these things of trying to get a window fixed and everything
else.
Yeah,
adulting's hard too, because Garage Boy commutes for work and he has a very long commute. And so immediately he's like, so this affects my livelihood. What can I do in order to get this up and running as soon as possible?
Yeah.
And that's something I think more than anything, I hate that he had to experience that feeling of walking out and seeing something just happen to his car.
Yeah.
And when he came in, like, I was still sleeping and he woke me up and like, so he woke me up. He was like, someone tried to steal my car. And I was like, what? And just kind of that rushing feeling of like getting on your clothes and looking down there and like filing a police report and figuring all those things out.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Bad things happen and you just have to deal with them. So I think right now that's our mindset of we just want to check off the boxes on what we need to do. That's kind of like where we're at right now. And we'll get through it.
But do you feel like scared? Are you sad? Like what's the vibe?
The feeling more than anything, my feeling is sadness and fear.
Yeah.
I'm sad that this happened. Like I'm sad that this happened to him. I'm sad that this happened to us, because this is definitely putting us in a very compromising position right now. It's something that we weren't prepared to deal. No one is prepared to deal with that. No one has that kind of money lying around. So like, we're definitely scared on like what this is going to do and how to deal with it. The fear is coming in from not wanting that to happen again.
Sure.
Of like this morning when I woke up, I was like afraid, obviously, sure, because like my car is parked right next to his, and wondering if that's going to happen again. So that's something that we have to deal with.
So it's like something you didn't have to worry about before, or at least like, didn't think about being in like, the forefront,
right,
of like your mind.
Exactly.
And which sucks now that you have to think about, even though we all think it could happen. Mm-hmm. It's like wasn't in the forefront of your mind before, which... Man, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry happened to you guys.
I'm thankful that we weren't in the car.
Sure,
I'm thankful nothing happened to us, and I'm thankful that we at least still have his car,
yeah,
you know, and they weren't successful. So I think those are things that we
totally
just kind of have to focus
totally
on.
It's a bummer, man. Well, we love you and we're here, and just let us know, you know, like what we can do. I know that like just step one is getting the car fixed, but then like emotionally just dealing with it sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix
106.5. $5,000 in free gas. That's five chances at $1,000 before Friday. That's going to be our goal, okay? $1,000 up right now with caller number 10. And who is this? Hi.
It's Jen and Tucker.
Jen and Tucker.
Hey, Jen and Tucker. How are you this morning?
We are good. It's a Monday, though, right?
I mean, we're
trying to call it Monday Funday.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
Monday
hitting.
Monday Funday. And we don't know what that means.
Monday
yet,
Funday.
But yeah, we're trying.
We decided to come in with a good attitude today, so.
Monday Funday.
You know, why not? Why not? If we had all Monday, right, it might as well be Funday, right? You know
Jen's
right?
Like, I guess, but whatever, it's fine.
Okay. Jen, Tucker, we ready to go for this $1,000 in free gas?
We are ready.
We're going to explain the rules for everybody else to play, and then we're going for these seven questions. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jen and Tucker, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What team did Brett Favre play for?
Pass.
Question number two. What's the sum of 7, 12, and 21?
19. 40.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the musical about a Greek island in ABBA songs?
Pass.
Question number four. What kind of animal is a tarantula?
Spider.
Correct. Question number five. What was President Franklin Roosevelt's wife's name?
Pass.
Question number six. What rapper is known as Drizzy?
Pass.
Question number seven. What part of speech shows how nouns relate to each other?
Adjective. No! No!
Well, at least you knew it was wrong, and I didn't have to be the bearer of bad news, okay?
It's okay, it's okay.
And Fred Farm, why did I pass on that? He's Packers, right?
Know. Yeah, Packers, yeah. Yeah. We would have taken, he's played for a couple of teams, so we would have taken any of them, but yeah, Packers for sure.
One. Okay, all right, well, that's good. You knew the Packers. We'll keep going from there, Jess.
Question number three. What is the name of the musical about a Greek island and ABBA songs?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Question number five. What was President Franklin Roosevelt's wife's name? Eleanor.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
And question number six. Which rapper is known as Drizzy? That is Drake. And question number seven. What part of speech shows how nouns relate to each other? Do we know that one now?
That one's tough.
What is it, Tucker? Do you know it?
Does Tucker know?
Do you know it?
What did they say? Yeah, this is hard. I mean, this one's hard even to say it. What
preposition.
Part of a speech shows how nouns relate to each other is a preposition. It's a preposition.
Yeah,
it's a preposition. No. Yeah, it's tough.
It's okay.
You panic when you get on these calls.
Monday Funday.
It's
cool, guys. Tomorrow we'll come back.
I'm very sorry to hear what happened to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're thinking about Jess and Garage Boy, in case you didn't hear the news, Garage Boy's car got broken into over the weekend. It's kind of a scary situation. So Jen, thank you for saying that.
Thank
you. Very kind of you. And
tomorrow we'll come back, guys. It'll be seven more questions. Jen, what's your category of expertise? Maybe we'll add that in tomorrow.
Well, getting all the math ones is easy for me.
Okay, math. There we go.
Oh, you're good at math.
Let's do all math questions.
You know, maybe we'll start doing category rounds.
We'll themes?
Yeah, so maybe.
Oh, like, my God, math. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, musical theater, yeah. Taylor
that's
Swift, science. That's okay,
like
that would
Disney
be
also.
That maybe. Ooh, Disney would be fun.
There you go.
Maybe oh, my God, that'd be weeks. So fun.
Alrighty. Well, there you go, Jen. It's good talking to you guys. Tucker, you guys have a great day, and we'll try this again. Seven more questions, same time tomorrow, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys. And make sure to head to Dash In for a burger with a side of crispy fries. Now you can enjoy a burger and a 6 ounce of fries side by side at Dash In today.
Is it cheating if your partner is holding hands with somebody of the opposite sex? Let's decide it right now and Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
I love how so freely in the intro we say Judge Jessica Dutra. Like, you're not a judge. It's like you're not an actual judge.
Maybe.
I mean, no,
maybe
you know, you're not. You're not an actual judge. I don't know
doesn't
what it
mean
takes.
I can't help you.
Like, did you go to school to be a judge?
I can still help you.
You don't have the credentials of a judge. Like, you're not an actual judge.
But I'm a smart person.
I'm not saying that. You're very smart woman. But
I can still help you out.
You're not a judge.
You know what I mean? And at least it's free.
That is true.
It's not going to no legal fees over here.
So this is how Judge Jess works. We always say if you're having a disagreement with somebody and you guys just can't seem to come to an agreement, why don't you call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the disagreement. And then Jess, who is not a real judge? I think legally we can't just call you Judge Jessica Dutra. We'll tell you. Yeah, just everyone play cool. We'll tell you who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, this is Vanessa from Charles Village, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I want to know if you think that it is cheating if your husband is holding hands with another woman. I plan to meet up with my husband, a couple of our friends. He got there before me. So I walk in, and my husband is sitting there with his quote-unquote female BFF, and they are sitting there holding hands. So, of course, I go over there and ask him, what are you doing? And he was like, you need to calm down right now. You walked in on us. You were just being goofy. We're playing thumb wars. In my opinion, there is no reason for any married person to be touching anyone else. But his side of it is, oh, it's no big deal. We're in public. Don't you think if I was going to cheat on you, I wouldn't be doing something right before you got there, that sort of thing. But I don't think any of that matters. And that's why I really need to hear from Judge Jess. I really hope that you can help us out here because right now I don't even want to speak to him. So thank you so much.
Okay.
Thumb war is crazy.
that's a little...
I'm sorry. Everything is void. Thumb war? What?
Thumb war is a little wild.
Who's still playing thumb war as a grown-up? Anyone?
That's a little wild. Now that...
Diabolical. Get out of here with your thumb war playing ass. Get out of here.
I don't know. That obviously, like, we edit down these calls. And I don't
You're
know.
You're like, I actually really still enjoy playing Thumb War.
I do enjoy
game.
A good round of Thumb War.
When was the last time you played, Kramer, as an adult? When was the last time?
I can't recall.
Exactly, because you're not.
No disrespect.
Because you're not playing Thumb War as a grown man.
That part's weird. The Thumb War part's weird. That's a little bit of a red flag. I'll give you that.
Okay. I'm looking for a way.
But hang on. But hang on.
Okay.
You walk in, it's a public situation. And I think we edited out the part about it being that it's at a bar, a public setting, right?
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and they're holding hands.
She did say that, like, that a bunch of them were meeting up
at a bar.
Friends
are meeting together and, like, we're getting together. Obviously, you know your wife's on the way. Holding hands with a best friend. The thumb war part is weird. But let's say you've had a couple of drinks and maybe you're playing thumb war. I don't know. It's not my... Whatever your hobbies are not my business.
No.
The question that is being presented, though, is that cheating? I'm not the judge here. I can't sit here and say my guy was cheating on his wife because he was holding hands with another woman.
If the fingers are intertwined, that's cheating.
Is that thumb war? I'm trying to think how you thumb war.
No, listen. If you're here and you're like this action, cheating.
Is it? I mean, honestly, we're going to judge Jess. I mean, if you're in a marriage.
Let's take out thumb war because he's clearly cheating on his wife. Let's just talk about holding hands with the opposite sex as a friend, okay? Like, let's ignore him. She needs to handle that because, like, he straight up lied. I'm sorry. The first thing that comes to your brain is chance to tell your wife that y'all were playing thumb war, please get out of my face. Please.
Would you call that cheating?
I
don't call that cheating.
If I go for a walk and I see Garage Boy like frolicking and holding hands with another person.
Cheating?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so you're cheating on me in broad daylight?
Cheating.
Is that what we're doing?
That's cheating.
Yeah, you don't need to be holding hands with anybody else. You just don't. It's the gateway drug. To the full thing.
No, sure. Gateway drug to cheating, but it's not cheating.
Because the intent is there. Like, I don't care.
But it's not cheating.
Like, you know what you want to do in the first place. Like, no, he's cheating. Cheating.
I think you're off on that one. I'm not saying it's inappropriate.
Right.
I mean, she's got a tiny gavel from Amazon, so that's how you know it's real.
Judge Jess says, stop holding other people's hands that aren't your partner's.
Do you agree? Is that cheating? Courtney, here goes Courtney and Rice John. Courtney, is it cheating? I'm not saying it's not inappropriate, but is it cheating if you're in a relationship and you're holding hands with somebody else?
It's relative. So it is inappropriate,
yes.
In my opinion.
Yes.
And for me, from somebody who has recently been actually cheated on.
So sorry.
I wouldn't consider
sorry.
This.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm okay. I can see how it'd be a major red flag.
Red flag,
because
yes.
Cheating can be emotional too.
Yes.
So if that's his best friend and he's holding her hand, I don't know. That's pretty icky to me.
The layers of it all with like the situation, the connection, everything, like even on top of the contact, like with considering everything that's at play here, you think he was cheating?
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's just not enough, right? It's not enough to say like he's cheating just because what if the man was literally just playing thumb war?
He
wasn't. What happened to trust?
Let's all know.
What happened to trust?
Everyone listens to your gut, and we all know
it's
he's
weird.
Lying.
It's weird.
I agree. You have to follow your gut.
Oh, man.
And Vanessa
I hate this.
Can call BS,
Thank
and she
you for
feels
calling.
It.
Let's go. Who's this?
This is Hendrix in Catonsville.
Hendrix, if you're holding hands with someone of mm-hmm. the opposite sex and you're in a relationship, that's not mm-hmm. cheating.
I personally think it is not cheating, depending on,
right.
like, your... The thing is, like, every relationship's different.
Yes.
So I have my best friends who are married to each other.
Okay.
I hold both of their hands casually.
Okay.
I don't interlock fingers, because that's weird to me.
Told you. But, like, interlocking fingers?
Interlocking
that's where
weird.
It's fishy.
Yeah. But, like, you know, like a little prayer circle moment kind of thing.
Leave God out of this. Y'all know they were not praying.
What if they were praying?
And Hendrix, okay, no, you're totally right. Everyone's different. But the issue is, clearly, this does not sit right with Vanessa. So in Vanessa's situation, is he cheating?
With this situation, I would say that's a big red flag.
Listen.
Because I only hold hands with them in front of each other.
Mm.
I wouldn't go holding hands behind... Facts.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
What?
Very
y'all.
Much like we know that it's okay with each other.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden, y'all just started holding hands, and I've never seen it before.
If my friend was like, "Please don't hold his hand," I would not hold his hand.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's what happened. Maybe in that situation, she walked in the first time she saw it, and she's like, "I'm not comfortable with this," and that's fine.
No.
It's not cheating. Like,
It is cheating.
It just doesn't mean it's cheating just because he saw it for the first time.
Nope.
This one's got me.
The
Morris
is the gateway.
Do you want to know the exact age they say that your bad habits start to catch up with you? Like, you know how they say, like, when you're in your 20s, that you can do whatever you want? And it's true. We can all think back. Like, think back when you were, like, in high school, maybe college, or, like, right when you graduated high school.
What you were eating.
Eating,
your
drinking.
Recovery time.
You could, like, literally go out and eat whatever you wanted. You could drink whatever you wanted. If you went on, like, a 10-minute walk, everything was fine. You could recover from anything.
You probably just didn't even know what like feeling bloated felt like.
If you drank a glass of water and walked for at least 10 minutes a week, like your body was in pristine condition. Okay.
Or your hangover would go away with like water and a burrito and you'd be fine.
Bro, if I just like look at a bowl of rice now, like I'm gaining 5 pounds. It's just how it goes. Like it's tougher as you go. They say the age now. Where, like, if you're smoking, drinking, not exercising, all of these things are going to catch up with you now at age 36.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, well, that should feel good for you.
How many years I got
Bro,
left.
That's what I'm saying. If you're under 36, you should feel like you kind of got a little bit more free time.
I'm not going to lie. That is a little sooner than I expected.
What'd you think?
I thought it would be 40.
40 would be the, well, I mean, it's pretty close.
It is close.
It's pretty close.
I think I just wasn't expecting it to be in your 30s, to be honest.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you, 36 sounds about right. But 40, honestly, for me, I literally feel like I woke up on my 40th birthday and it all went to hell.
In pain?
Like, not just pain, but like weight gain was crazy. Mm. I even at 36, and everyone, obviously this is an average. What they did basically, they looked at people that, this was like years ago, they studied people from like basically birth to death and realized when things were starting to like catch up with them with weight gain, with smoking, with drinking, and like all these health habits that were really starting to go bad. And they realized that really on average, that decline was about 36, or it could be 40, it could be in your 20s. It doesn't, you know, everyone's gonna be a little bit different, but 36. For me though, yeah, it was about 40 when
you could feel a substantial difference.
It's hard now, man.
Yeah.
Like I wish I had the same metabolism, man. I mean, I joke about the rice thing, but it ain't far off.
Yeah.
It ain't far off, man. Like if I have like too many carbs now, I can feel it. Like the week I eat too many carbs, I feel it almost instantly. And I know
just in your body.
It's gonna take a ton of work compared to before. Let's even talk about this dizziness that I got going. Mm-hmm. I feel like this wouldn't even been a thing 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm stuck with this like this crazy dizziness that I can't get rid of. My body wouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like even though, because Jess is early 30s, do you feel like 21 to 31 that you feel the difference?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as like drinking goes, like at this point now in my life, I can only drink certain types of cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like what, I have
what's
to
off limits?
Stick to
what's off limits?
Tequila, never. I can't even smell tequila. Any dark liquor, no.
Same.
Wine takes me out. Like yeah. There's only one thing that I can drink. It's either seltzers or it's like vodka, and it can't be sweet anymore.
Yeah.
It's like so specific for me to even enjoy myself and not feel like my life is ending the
can't
next
do
day.
It.
And also, in between drinks, I'm drinking water, and I've also had my electrolytes. I'm yeah. doing it during. Also, I will make my cocktails a lot of the times with electrolytes as well.
like
that is my
go.
Life. That's
I'm
my life.
Well, 36 is when I stopped drinking, you know, because I'm telling you, 36.
Mm-hmm.
They say 36 is when your bad habits start to catch up with you. So just mental note on that one. Like, can you imagine having the conversation with a parent to try to convince them to write a sibling out of the will? Like, I don't even know. It is time for the Talk Me Out of It update, where we go back and we check in with people from last week about these seemingly crazy situations that they were going through, where they called in for advice on these things. Let's set this back up really quick. If you weren't here last week, we've got to get an update with Anonymous about what happened with Talk Me Out of It, because this is the time of the week where we check in, figure out what happened with these situations. Where were we last week before we get her on, Jess?
Anonymous was considering asking her mother, who unfortunately is basically on her deathbed, if she would cut her sister out of the will, because her sister was having an affair with her now ex-husband, and they're still together. And Anonymous doesn't want her sister or her ex-husband to have any part in the inheritance.
So did she actually go through with this? Did her mom agree? Like, that's what we got to figure out right now. Anonymous, you are back on The Voice Disguiser. Hi, first off, thank you for calling us back. I know this is kind of a crazy situation. Did you actually go through and have the conversation?
I did.
And?
I mean, my mom basically said that, you know, whatever I think is best in the situation, she would support me in, because my sister really hasn't been there for my mom throughout this whole process. She only shows up when she needs something. And since I got kicked out of my house after my husband's affair with my sister, I have been living with my mom. So we've gotten very close.
It was that easy? Because it felt like this was going to be a really like hard conversation to have when we were talking last week.
I get that, but if you can understand the type of person who would do something like this, there's definitely been more instances than just this one thing over the course of my life.
So your mom is fully aware of the situation when it comes to you and your sister
yeah.
and your ex-husband, and she's okay with making that decision. Obviously, that's going to put a major rift in her relationship
well, right.
with your sister, and like you mentioned in our last conversations, we don't know how much time she has left. So how is she sitting with that?
I mean, she seems to understand. She seems really supportive of me at the end of the day. And I think she understands how everything played out for me and how much I lost in this situation. So she just doesn't even feel like very much connected to my sister at this point. So, I mean, it's kind of her loss.
Does your sister know already? Does she know already? Or is your mom even able, capable to share that information with her herself, though?
They haven't had the conversation. I mean, she's able to speak to her, yeah, but they haven't talked yet.
So she won't find out till after she passes?
I've been working really hard to get this paperwork done. I've been really in a hurry to get all this taken care of. And I think my mom is basically just going to wait until, you know, she finds out her on her own naturally. So she doesn't have to deal with the confrontation. And I'm just going to be like, oh, I don't have any idea why she would have changed that.
Oh, so you're just going to act like you're like dumb? Like so your sister's
going to be like... Yeah, just how she acted when I found out.
Wow, oh, okay. Man. I mean, obviously we don't know the full story here. I'm just a little surprised that like your mom was just like, sure. I mean, I'll just take my other daughter out of the will. But I mean, maybe there's more to the story. But yeah. Does that feel like a little weird to you?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just the whole situation's just really sad.
Yeah. Was it not surprising to you that your mom was just so lenient to like to do this?
Not necessarily. We've always been a lot closer. My sister, she really just has always caused some sort of issue in the family. Mm. We just felt like what she did with my affair was completely wrong and very out of line. So that changed a lot for her.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your mom's okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, man, that's a lot.
We're just really sorry that, you know, you guys are going through this at this time.
There's a lot for you to work through right now. And just hopefully at least maybe the radio show helped give you a little clarity of where to go with at least one of these situations. So thank you for keeping us informed of what happened with this story. And we'll be thinking about you guys. There's obviously just a lot going on with this story.
Thank you.
Do you believe in tarot cards? Like, do you believe it, or is that just like weird nonsense? Silly.
I believe so hard.
Do you?
Yeah.
So Charlotte's in. Jess, do you believe it or do you not?
I do not.
You don't. Okay. This is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. Whatever your initial feeling is, like, just believe it, and like, there you are, and let's go with this story. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take it one step further than that, because I feel like I've entered into like a really weird
like rabbit hole right
rabbit
now.
Rabbit hole,
oh,
man.
No.
Like I feel like I've hit like an all time low in my life, because tarot cards. Do I believe in them? It's a stretch. If I like the message,
of course
sure.
You do. Yeah.
If I don't, no. I have a really weird tarot card story. One time I was on a train in California and I sat, there was only one seat left. And I sat down next to this woman. I know I've told you this story before. I sat down next to this woman and this woman was like, let me read your tarot cards. And she put the cards down in front of me. And she was like, oh my God, your whole life's about to fall apart. And I was like, no, my life's going great. But she's like, don't worry, everything's gonna be fine. Literally the next week is when I found out my wife was cheating on me and literally my whole life fell apart. So like, okay, maybe, okay, sure. Y'all, literally on Saturday, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I wonder where my life's going. I get on TikTok and it's like, did you know that you can ask ChatGPT to do a tarot?
No, you're cut off. You are cut. Made me so mad just now. That is so disrespectful.
Did you know
at this
to
point,
the art of tarot?
Yeah.
As someone that has helped make a tarot deck from scratch.
Let me finish the story.
I'm mad.
Did you know that you can ask ChatGPT to do a tarot card reading for you? And I was like,
bro, that's actually kind of whack, because it's like, at least with like the tarot cards, like that's like vibes and feelings, where it's like you're literally asking a computer.
I
and
did
usually
this.
It's like very spiritual.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
a,
you touch the
thing.
Card.
I asked,
so you're just like,
I asked ChatGPT to do a tarot card reading for me.
Oh God.
And I'm gonna tell you what it told me.
I don't want.
And you tell me.
No, I'm sure it was able to come up with something, because you've been talking to it for months now. So I'm sure it gave you some crazy, like, relatable iRobot situation.
Here's what it told me. Okay.
Yeah.
It gave me three cards. It gave me the Ace of Pentacles. It gave me the Sun. And it gave me the Nine of Cups. So long story short, what it said was basically it's extremely positive cards. It's showing stability and health, happiness, and personal fulfillment coming my way. Now, I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that sounds fantastic. It sounds like finally all things are coming in for the creams, like all things positive. And I even asked, I was like, are you just telling me this because it's what I want to hear, or is this really based on like real things? And I said, no, why would I tell you what you want to hear? And I said, would you tell me negative things? And I was like, of course I would tell you if it was negative things. And I said, okay, then I trust you, Chatty. I trust you on that.
Mm.
Do you think there's any validity?
No.
No.
Also, Charlotte, the way I literally have been asking to do tarot readings
really
for y'all
has.
Since I came on the
she
show,
really
I'm
has.
actually pissed off right
if,
now.
Because if anything, like, she really has been offering, and if you were interested, why wouldn't you ask an
actual
human
mad.
Being who
curious.
Knows how to do
I
it?
I was curious.
And I could actually give you input based on the cards you drew, but I'm not going to because I'm so mad right now.
I trust ChatGPT. Yeah, hang on.
Yeah,
first
actually,
off,
I want to ask you, why do you trust ChatGPT? Why are you trusting what it's saying to you?
Why do you trust ChatGPT on everything else, too?
I trust it when it comes to me finding out information on student loans.
Yes.
Am I asking it to, like, read my sign and talk to me about the star and the moon and, like, all that kind of stuff? No, I'm not.
I got the answers that I like.
I think when you
good.
Start going into the territory where you're, like, taking from artists and people who have, like, worked so hard to learn the craft, that's where it starts to, like, hurt my soul.
Excuse me.
Really bad.
Person that goes in and asks ChatGPT to produce a ton of graphic design
okay,
stuff
but that's
for
the,
us.
No, that's not graphic design, first of all. Those are silly images. And if we were... No, seriously, because
Leave Dinosaur Wedding out of this.
Bro, I'm
if we're doing
you,
stuff like that...
You can't make loopholes. It's the
still,
same thing.
I still would prefer to commission an artist,
hey,
but...
I'm telling you right now, I got the reading that I liked.
I'm sure
happy
you did. I'm sure it definitely gave you that because it doesn't want you to cancel the subscription.
True. Let's give you some nightmare fuel. I don't even know logistically how this could have happened, but it's really going to make you think twice the next time you go to a restaurant. This story actually happened in Virginia. This woman literally had...
I didn't know that was that close. I thought it was like further
dude,
away.
That's what I'm saying. No, this happened here. That's why it's like, wait, what? Like, this oh is it, in Richmond, though. It makes you feel any better.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm supposed to go to Richmond
no,
soon.
This woman literally went to a Mexican restaurant and a snake fell into her margarita. A snake fell into...
Ew.
Into her,
ew.
Into her margarita.
No. Why?
Let me just... I'm going to tell you the logistics and you hear her story.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Apparently, it got through the air conditioner and then it fell through the ceiling, right?
Wait.
And then it...
That
y'all,
sucks.
Hang on. This story's about to get worse. Mm-hmm. It's about to get worse. It then bounced off her forehead.
The ew! Snake bounced, it touched her!
It's bounced off her forehead.
No.
And then fell into her margarita. Like, I don't know how this story could get any worse. Listen to her.
I leaned in to take a sip, and I noticed that something hit me on the forehead, and I looked at my husband like, what was that? And when I turned around, I saw the snake in my margarita, and I just jumped away from the bar at that point. It okay. was moving. It started wrapping around my straw. They grabbed a stick trying to get it, and I was just like, please don't let it go in my purse. Another man that was having dinner on the other side of the bar came, and he grabbed it and took it out. I left shaking, like, I was traumatized.
Okay, I really hate that for her, because here's the thing, like, going to get a margarita is such a sacred thing. Yeah. Like, she's going, it's a fun time, it's supposed to, like, make you feel happy. Maybe it was, like, at the end of the work week, who knows? Like, you associate happy feelings with getting a margarita. And the fact that, like, now there's trauma attached to that experience mm-hmm. with, like, a margarita and chips and salsa, I hate that for her.
How do you recover from that?
You don't.
I don't know how you recover.
I literally stopped going to this particular ice cream shop because whenever I went in there, the vibes literally sucked. And I'm like, okay, when I get ice cream, I'm supposed to be happy. This is like such a sacred feeling for me that I've been having since I was a little child. Like, I don't go there anymore yeah. because they suck out the joy. It's, now, what if she can never have a margarita
bro,
ever again?
She said she could never, I'll clearly never go back to that restaurant.
No, I mean, that's no fair. That's too much trauma.
Okay, so here's the question. What happened at your favorite restaurant that made you say, I can never go back there again?
Cheesecake Factory took away Napolitano.
And they'll never live that down, by
no,
the way.
No.
And they'll never live that down. I used to go to Taco Bell all the time, and this is why Jess loves Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
And I used to love it all the time, too, until I literally had
You got sick?
No, I didn't get sick. I had, there was a screw. I found a screw.
What? No!
Well, it was in the ice in my cup.
That's screwed up, dude.
I know, literally screwed up. And so ever since, and I'm
Wait,
sure,
that's technically in the soda machine, though.
I know, but I just couldn't, like, after that, dude, it was like, I was...
It messes you up.
I was done. Like, I can't think about it anymore.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.